Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Small Biz America. Welcome to Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I am David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your own business. And by the way, if your small business is in need of capital, we can help you. Be sure to visit smallbizamerica.com. Just click on the business finance in the navigation, and you'll fill out a short contact form to get the process rolling. We've got capital for your business at Small Biz America. And if you'd like to host your own show on the Biz Talk Radio Network, contact me directly through smallbizamericaradio.com. This week we've got Liz Stern. She's going to be joining us shortly. She's the mommy whisperer and the creator of Diva Moms. We're going to find out how she's building a mega brand around everything she knows about what it means to be a mom, and how she's, we'll find out how she sparks life into moms after they've given birth to their own children. We also have leadership expert and author of Ground Zero Leadership, CEO of You, Andrew Whitman, PhD, will be joining us to share his insights and secrets about stress control. Of course, we know nothing about that. And conflict management. So looking forward to that. And of course, as always, the Small Biz Brain with Gabe Arnold in segment four, always with tips for the small business. From Columbus, Ohio, she's a classically trained chef and the publisher of Edible Columbus magazine. She's also the founder of a very unique recreational cooking school. We're going to find out more in a minute. It's called The Seasoned Farmhouse. Entrepreneur Trisha Wheeler, she created this business around really what she knows and what she loves. It works. She joins us on the line right now to tell us more about her story and a new business she's launching shortly, later this year. Trisha, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. I'm excited to be here.
So the story of Seasoned Farmhouse, I wanted to start there because this is the business you've been running for a while, and it really was founded and grounded in what you know and are passionate about. How did this all get started?
You know, I had wanted to go to culinary school when I graduated from high school, and my parents told me it was a hobby. And they advised me to pick something new. This has probably happened to others. And so I had a whole different career for 10 or 12 years in Columbus. I'd started another business out of college, and that business was acquired. And my husband looked at me, he goes, what do you want to do? I go, the only thing I've ever wanted to do is go to culinary school. And wow. So I got to have a second act and moved to New York City for the year in 2009, like with my two-year-old daughter. My mom came to watch my daughter. My husband commuted up on weekends. And I got to go to the French Culinary Institute, which is now the International Culinary Institute.
And oh, I just love that.
The thing I always wanted to do. And while I was there, I kept thinking to myself, I love to cook, but it's so hard for all my friends. And they didn't grow up with the same kind of mother who was cooking at home and the same kind of skills that I had inherited. And I thought to myself I was going to take the skills I was learning on the professional level and bring them back to Columbus and try to bottle some of that culinary energy and start my own cooking school for the home cook.
Wow. Do you mind if I ask what the business was before you did this, just to establish?
Sure.
Was it really unrelated?
Yeah. As unrelated as we could get. So
I love that.
So what I had was I had a degree in national security policy and criminology, and I loved to travel, and I thought that I would go do something maybe in Washington, D.C. or something along those lines. But my first job out of college was with the Limited, where I did undercover investigations for dishonest employees. And at the time I was doing this, back in 1993, they just started doing background checks at the corporate level. And I learned that process. And I started a little boutique background screening business in my one-bedroom apartment with $400. And I had told my dad, "Dad, I have $400. I'm going to start this business." And my dad said to me, when I thought he was going to make me a loan, he said, "The hungrier you are, the harder you'll work." And I got started, opened up the phone book, and just started cold calling. And I built that little business from my one-bedroom apartment into where we did over 450 large organizations' background screening and drug testing programs over the next 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the time span of that. So it was a 10-year arc for the development of this business. Wow.
Yep.
And and so
I had this philosophy. I was so young. And I kept thinking, I'm just going to hire older and smarter people than me. And then my business is going to look legitimate. And I kept doing that, and it served me so well. So you
actually brought in, I mean, you were the driver of that business, but you brought in gray hair in order to help sort of ground it.
I was looking for experience.
Yeah,
that's what
experience.
I didn't have a lot, and so I was looking for people, you know, with different levels of experience. And I really felt like I grew up and got my own MBA with that business. All the while I was cooking and entertaining in the evenings and reading cookbooks to go to bed. And I got the chance for it to be acquired, I thought that's my chance to go pursue what I really wanted to do.
How beautiful is that? And, you know, this idea about hobby actually turning into your business, that's a theme that comes up a lot with entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing what you love. And so what's the market like? Obviously, this has been a successful endeavor. And so the appetite, pun intended, for the French approach to culinary arts was a success on sort of the street level, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned that I started Edible Columbus magazine. That was the first thing I did when I got back to town.
Oh.
I decided I was going to publish that magazine so that I could learn more about what was happening in our community from a food perspective. So that allowed me to meet all the farmers, meet all the artisans, and ground myself with some knowledge in our own community of what was happening from a food perspective. And then I just layered on top of that. I started what I called at the beginning the Edible Cooking Series, and I just started building around seasonal cooking, good techniques, bringing in great seasonal ingredients grown nearby, and then teaching those good techniques I had learned at culinary school so that people could duplicate those in the home kitchen. And that really caught on. And I think cooking has been somewhat of a lost art. And I felt like I was meeting people, accomplished people who were like, gosh, this is such a pain point for me. You know, getting good meals on the table, having the skills, organizing. All those things seem to be, you know, stressors. So what I do is we focus on really good ingredients, simple recipes, but teach those good techniques because I think that's what makes a better cook.
Wow. And really this creative process of bringing in. And, of course, those who may be familiar with edible and that your process was all about connecting with local growers, local farmers, really weaving together this tapestry of community and cooking and technique and the practicality of actually being able to get a good meal on the table. What a beautiful sort of ballet that sounds like. From the entrepreneurial perspective, Trish, let's switch gears now. I want to hear about your new business. This is opening later this year, if I have it right. Flowers and Bread. Where did the idea come from, and how does this relate to the existing core business, Tricia?
Yes. So this is another business born out of love. I have a business partner on this business, and we were just talking about how much we wanted just like really good bread to go with the homemade butter we make all the time here at the cooking school. And we talked about how we were both really interested in digging into learning more about bread. And at the same time, we were both discussing how much we have enjoyed floral arranging and sourcing flowers from our own yards, from local farms, from the farmers market, and creating these really unique, beautiful arrangements. And we decided to put these two simple pleasures together and create a business around them. So Flowers and Bread has a bread teaching school. It has a floral conservatory for flower arranging classes. And it has a coffee shop, a kind of gourmet and beautiful coffee shop where people can come in and have a fresh sandwich, buy bread, enjoy a good cup of coffee with a friend. And then upstairs, we created this a private dining room where we can host events and host special occasion dinners and be able to cook out of this neat French wood fire oven. So that's what the essence of Flowers and Bread is around, simple pleasures.
Wow, simple pleasures. Well, for those that are not in the Columbus area, what website can they go to learn a little bit more about all of the businesses that you're running there so they can visit you?
Sure, I would love that. The cooking school's at theseasonedfarmhouse.com, and Flowers and Bread is at flowersandbread.com. And then if they want to look about more about Columbus and learn more about our city, all of our digital issues of Edible Columbus are online, and that's at ediblecolumbus.com.
Fantastic. Tricia Wheeler, thanks so much for joining us on the program. I look forward to your success, and we'll do it again.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Tricia. Great stuff from Tricia Wheeler. By the way, I work with her. We produce podcasts nationally for Edible Radio. It's a network of publishers across the country, and a brilliant model that includes farm to table and sustainable living and a lot of great themes for the 21st century. Up next, we've got America's Mommypreneur, Liz Stern. You don't want to miss. It's 17 past the hour. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today.
We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
She's the creator of Diva Moms and the author of the best-selling book, If You Give a Mom a Martini. I gotta love it. Liz Stern is the quintessential mommypreneur, and she's creating an entire media universe around her own unique understanding of motherhood. It all started with her own motherhood. She can often be seen in many places you've heard of, such as Fox News, The Today Show, CBS This Morning, and her insights are often featured in Crane's New York Business, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Post. Liz, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this all started for you. It was really a way for you to find, as you put it, your own groove after giving birth to your first child, right?
That is true. 12 years ago, my first son Jackson was born, and I went into the new mom world, and I kind of felt isolated, and a light bulb went off in my head and said, there needs to be something more for moms. Everything is about baby. Everything is about the kids. But what about the mom?
Mm-hmm.
And really with that, I kind of just, went with it and formulated and played around and created what is Divalicious Moms, divamoms.com today, 12 years later. And it's really grown into the premier lifestyle company for moms all across the country and really around the world. We have moms from everywhere, Dubai, London, Paris, that are part of the Divalicious Moms community. And what we're really known for is launching products, direct marketing to the mom world. So whether it's the newest stroller that's coming out, whether it's the newest book that's going to be the hottest new book, Mom, I call it word of mom, and Diva Mom, seal of approval. They listen to what Liz says. So if Liz has read the book,
yes,
and I've done all the hard work for them, they're going to go buy the book. If I tell them that the stroller is the best stroller and these are the reasons why, they're going to go out and buy the stroller. And I also, one thing that I really pride myself on and for the company as well, is that I will only work with brands that I believe in and that I know that the moms would want as well. So it's something that we've really worked hard over the 12 years to get to that place where I will only, can tell my moms about products that I believe in, books, whether it's fitness, nutrition, wellness, anything that amazes,
yeah,
fashion, beauty, but really bringing the best of the best directly to these moms.
What's fascinating is, yes, you can indeed get into this tangential sort of product lines, tangential interests for those women who are moms. It's not any longer a baby-centric world, which is part of what motivated you and moved you for all of this, right?
Yes, that is correct.
It's really, there's a lot of tangentials there. It's almost like the Oprah effect, that as you describe this world where you're sort of editorially recommending safety or recommending good insights,
yeah,
or recommending quality, this is all, you've positioned yourself at the center of all of that, which is so, so brilliant, and congratulations. Now, it's this piece of it, this editorial, what I call the editorial thing, that started as a blog, didn't it? Long before anybody was doing that, right?
That is correct. They call me, quote unquote, one of the pioneers in the mom blogging world. I mean, today, wow. I think there are over 5 million mom bloggers out there. But 12 years ago, there were just a few of us. And what I really, truly started out as was a blog, and where I posted my daily picks or my fabulous list or my, I do a whole play on my words. So besides the list and all that other good, fabulous science and all the stuff that I would put on the blog, I then morphed out, grew into more of events and continued with the blog on my website, of course, but it really grew into not just a blog, but into a real thriving company, which I love. And I love to help other mompreneurs as well along the way kind of figure out what their niche is. And to tell you the truth, you know, what I loved about what I was doing back 12 years ago is I didn't know where this was going to go. You know, I didn't know if it was just going to be a blog. I didn't know. But as time went on and I really saw the vision, I knew that I was going to grow this blog into a real thriving business.
I love the idea of that vision. And I also love the fact that you allowed for a dialectic between what you thought it would be and what it actually became, because the market speaks and you were listening in a real time sort of way, right?
Yes, 100%. Not even that. Like I keep telling, you know, every day I keep reinventing myself and reinventing the wheel and staying 10 steps ahead of the curve as being a, you know, trendsetter for moms and finding the what's going to be the next big thing. And I think even for myself, like, you know, even in my next book, which comes out spring 2017, which I'm really excited about.
Cool.
In the first opening chapter, I talk about where I saw myself 12 years ago as a mom and where I see myself now as a mom 12 years later. And I applaud all the moms out there. You know, I just actually saw a screening last week of the film Bad Moms. And I'm a big fan of the show Odd Mom Out, Jill Cardman's show on Bravo. My voice has taken to a place now all these years later where I'm all about being the imperfect mom, and I'm not perfect and I'm far from it. And moms should stop judging each other because we're all doing the best that we can. We're juggling 101 balls at once, trying not to let one drop. And I applaud moms everywhere for doing, you know, for doing what we're doing. And I think that's where I saw myself 12 years ago with one child and where I see myself today with three children and a business, it's very different. So again, keep reinventing, keep going for it, and really building out the brand and the business.
The drive is so inspiring, Liz. I wanted to ask you about, from the entrepreneurial perspective, what does the infrastructure of your business today look like? Is it virtual? Do you have an office? You know, give us a sense of sort of the physicality and even the informational flow of things.
That's a great question. So at all times, I usually have two interns working for me, which I get from Syracuse University, which is my alma mater. I love getting girls and also men, young men from Syracuse University. I call it paying it forward. And they're great and they're wonderful to work with. And then usually for every semester, and then I have a full-time assistant. I also have a virtual assistant. And then per event, I have people that are hired to come work for the events and that are hired and that have been working with me for the past 12 years. So we all really know what we're doing, and which is really incredible as well. Also, let me backtrack and say my husband, he is in the entertainment industry, and he's been very helpful with really making me goal-oriented. And because I could be at times all over the place, and I have big goals, big visions. But, you know, it's really my husband who reins me in. We usually have like a monthly meeting and just go over projects, things that I want to do, places I want to align myself with, and really, you know, kind of guiding me and helping me along the way with this. And he's been incredible over the past 12 years as well.
Well, you're so lucky to have a partner like that, because it's the nature, the true nature of the entrepreneur is to be the dreamer, the envisioner, the change maker, to quote things. Right.
Correct.
So to have that ability to have someone in your life, and not to mention your husband, who can sit with you and actually bring these ideas down to sort of a strategic and then a tactical level for you is just invaluable. And by the way, systematizing any business, last week we had Michael Gerber on the show.
Sure.
Systematizing any business like that is so essential. I want to mention the website, www.divamoms.com is the website. Liz Stern is our guest, of course, and you can find her just about anywhere where there's a mom. In our last, we got about 30 seconds, Liz. Anything else you'd like us to know? Any events or anything coming up that you'd like us to know?
Yes, really quick. quickly two things. One of which is that, I say a plan, you have to have a plan. You can't just go out and have an idea. That's one. Yes, of course you can have an idea, but you need to have a plan to back it up. And that's something I learned as growing my business, obviously, the past 12 years. Really fast. This Saturday, if you're out in the Hamptons, come to Super Saturday. All of the money that's raised goes back to ovarian cancer research, which is near and dear to me because my aunt is in remission from ovarian cancer and my father passed away a few years ago from cancer.
Okay, we're running up to a hard break. Liz Stern, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time for another PR and SEO quick tip with Melanie Rembrandt. I asked Melanie, so what should I spend on a press release?
Press release distribution can cost anywhere from zero to thousands of dollars depending on the services and distribution options you choose. So when deciding how much to spend on a press release, I think the real question to ask is, what do I want to accomplish with this release? If you are just planning to send out a release to a massive number of media members in hopes of getting major publicity, you may not get the results you are looking for. For example, if you want to reach a specific audience, you may be better off talking directly to a reporter at a targeted media venue and then sharing your specific story idea. On the other hand, if you want to announce some news to a large audience, remind media members you have current products and services, and to get the word out quickly, a press release is probably a good way to go. Now, if you write a press release yourself, you can post it on free sites and share it with specific media members, and then it will cost you nothing but time and effort. But if you are not a skilled writer and you want to reach a large audience, you can take advantage of cost-effective press release writing and distribution services. To start, check out sites like PR Web, PR Newswire, and Business Wire. And you can always start with a minimal budget and spend more on bigger news as your business grows. Press releases are a great tool for building buzz about your business. But before you spend too much on writing and distribution, review your goals and research all the possibilities. You may want to pursue other publicity opportunities that will give you better results.
Want to boost sales fast with public relations and search engine optimization? Listen to PR and SEO Quick Tips with Melanie Rembrandt and visit RembrandtWrites.com/radio for your free newsletter, exclusive tips, and more.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
Andrew Whitman, PhD, has been teaching leadership and mental toughness for more than 25 years. He's a United States Marine Corps Infantry Combat Veteran, former police officer, and federal agent. And he was in charge of Nancy Pelosi's security detail and was also Joe Lieberman's lead advanced agent and is a thought leader on the topics of mental toughness and critical thinking. Joining us on the line right now is Andrew Whitman. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, man.
Absolutely. So I wanted to sort of to lay the groundwork. What do law enforcement professionals understand about stress and managing stress that most of us mere mortals just don't get?
Right. Well, most of us, we live our entire lives as first reactors and not first responders. And in law enforcement, EMS, firefighters, we have a critical thinking process where we come up with a response to any kind of crisis instead of a reaction. And most people, they just emotionally react, and there's no thought process of how to be a responder instead of a reactor.
It almost sounds like there's a condition or a buffer, I'll call it, that you go through so that you know that you're going to have an emotional reaction because that's just humanity. But then you pause and then you consider. Do I have that right in terms of the mechanics? Talk about that.
Right.
The mechanics.
Absolutely. We call it the 2-minute rule. So what I want to do is I'm going to ask, you know, when I hear that first resistance or that first reaction, like that's impossible. This is crazy. Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. I just want to stop and say, you know what? I know it's impossible. I know this is crazy. But if it weren't, if there was a solution, how would I do it? And that gives you 2 minutes of cognitive space to reroute all your electrochemical neurons up there to, you know, come up with an actual logical plan of response instead of just an emotional reaction.
That's beautiful. You know, I jumped right into the stress management, which is a part of sort of a larger scope of subject matter that you create. And there's way too much to cover in the short segment we'll have today. We'll perhaps do this again. But what is mental toughness? What is that?
Well, our working definition of mental toughness is that you would take complete control of your thoughts, your emotions, your attitudes, and your behavior, especially under pressure. So I'm under complete control of myself, especially under pressure.
Okay. You've talked about defining the difference between what is truth and what is fact. So how do you like to frame that out, Andrew?
Yeah, well, and, you know, and as a cop, right, and we all, you know, watched, like, Law and Order and Matlock and Perry Mason. And so when you go in on a case is taken into court, what is entered into evidence, facts or truth?
So I guess facts would be the answer. Right.
Right. But what do the witnesses swear to tell? They swear to tell the
That's interesting, truth. The truth. Right.
Right. But which one's more reliable, the evidence or the witness?
Well, I would absolutely say the facts.
Right. So there's a huge difference between facts and truth. Facts are indisputable. They are what they are. Truth is each individual's perception of the facts. And if you don't separate the two out, that's where conflicts happen. You don't understand, like, you know, and people do their truth. They act on their truth. They don't act on the facts.
When you say, Andrew, that you can't give anyone anything that you don't have, what are you actually saying when you say that?
Right. The reason is that people are stressed out is because the number one need that of all human beings on the planet is acceptance. And the number one fear is rejection. And so you're running around looking to fill this number one need of acceptance, but you can't give anybody anything that you don't have. So this is why there's so many self-esteem issues, there's so many conflicts, because people are looking for acceptance and they're looking to get it from somebody that doesn't have, they haven't accepted themselves. And so the numbers on self-esteem are like adults, 7 out of every 10 adult on the planet, they have low self-esteem, self-worth, they have not accepted themselves. And so you have 70% of the population is looking to get that need fulfilled, and 70% of the population cannot possibly fulfill it because you can't give anybody anything you don't have.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's talk about the book, Ground Zero Leadership, The CEO of You. Why did you write it, and tell us a little bit about what's inside, what we can expect.
Yeah, I wrote the book mostly because that's what, you know, authors and speakers do. They obsess over the thing that they have the biggest problem with, and then they go to work fixing it.
Right.
Right? I mean, so I was the fat kid in high school. I was bullied, and I knew I needed – I lived my life in complete fear and anxiety. I knew I needed what the Marine Corps had, so I joined the Marine Corps. And so – and then the whole rest of my life was just – and then once I got my body under, I needed to start dominating my emotions, start how I think my thoughts. And so that's what the whole book is about. Ground CEO of You, like, you're taking charge of you. I'm in charge of me. I'm in charge of my responses. I'm in charge of my reactions, my thoughts, attitudes, and my behaviors. And that's ground zero. It starts with you.
It starts with you. It starts with you really owning your own stuff. And this idea of thought control is something that I'm personally studying, fascinated with, as are many of our listeners. Of course, it's relevant to the businesses we run, because we're subject to a lot of externalities that we don't have control of. But as I look at the notes you sent in advance of this and some of the questions that you suggest interviewers like I ask, a lot of this is about controlling our own thoughts, our own feelings and emotions. So in the 3 minutes or so we've got left, let's delve into some of this. Are there techniques you can share? Obviously, these are practices that take a long time to develop, but how would you talk about it on a radio venue like this?
Absolutely. And I call it the golf swing of thinking. There's an actual physical process of how to think your thoughts, right? So anybody played golf knows that there's the mechanics of the swing, there's body position, grip, all that. So how we think our thoughts, if you look at it like a physical process, it becomes very easy to master. And I call it thinking like crap. That way you can't forget what I'm about to tell you. Thinking like crap. So the C is clarity. The R is relevance. The A is accuracy. And the P is precision. So in to get clear on everything, every thought, the first thing is I ask this question to get clarity, is what's my target? What's the outcome that I want? If you start there with every thought, every interaction, every external factor that comes up on you, what's my target? What's the outcome that I want? That gets you about 90% of the way there.
Yeah. Wow. I love this idea of making it a
one.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this idea about thinking of it as a physical sort of body of some kind. So do the acronym once more. It was clarity,
relevance, accuracy,
relevance,
and precision. I'll give you So what's my target? Golf swing of thinking. Then the R is relevance. Is this a sand trap? Because I asked the next question is, are the sand traps relevant, the water obstacle relevant to the target for the golfer? And a lot of them say yes. Okay, don't hit it in the water. Where's the ball going? gabloosh, right? So that's not relevant. Yeah. So take everything off the board that's not relevant.
So removing the extra stuff. Yep, what you don't want.
Yeah, anything. What you don't want needs to come off the board.
Got it.
That's not the target. Right. So, and then accuracy, is this a fact or a truth, which we already talked about. So I want to move truths into the fact column. When somebody says the boss is a jerk or this is hard, is that a fact or a truth? This is hard. Is that a fact or a truth?
Yeah. Yeah. Really ask that question to drill down.
Yeah.
And finally the P.
Right. Is precision. Once you move it into the fact column, then I say, could this fact be more exact?
So that's like the opportunity to make it better or to make it more specific.
Yeah. Like say you had a deadline. We need it by, Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday's a big block of time. When do you need it? By lunchtime. Oh, lunchtime's a truth. I don't eat lunch. You're not getting it. So I need it by 12 noon. 12 noon Eastern, 12 noon Central. See, this is how I'm drilling down. And this is where conflicts stop because I drill all the way down, and now there's no assumptions being made.
I love this. And it's clear that all of this, from the foundation of Marines and doing the work you did on yourself to then – now applying it to the work you do, disseminating this information so that folks like our audience and business or entrepreneurs can benefit from it in their everyday operations. It's so beautiful. We'll do this again for sure. Andrew Whitman, he's the, let's do the website, www.getwarriortough.com. Getwarriortough.com. I love that. I love that idea. And we look forward to doing it again, Andrew. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me, brother.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne,
Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
It's time again, of course, for the Small Biz Brain. Joining us again, as always, is Gabe Arnold. He's the founder of Copyright. I'll do that one more time. CopywriterToday.net. Sorry, Gabe. Expert in email marketing, automation, sales, and marketing. And, of course, our recurring guest right here on the show, Gabe. Welcome back to the Small Biz Brain.
Absolutely. I always enjoy our time. And like you said, I think last week we always figure it out as we go, which is probably one of my best strengths. I'm pretty creative and can think on the fly, so this is always fun.
Yeah, I think something happens in radio on the fly where the audience can sense if it's over-planned and overproduced, and there's a certain reality to just showing up with your guest and just doing. So having said that, let me take out my notes. No, I'm kidding. What's going on for you, and what would you like to share today for our entrepreneurial audience?
Yeah, so this has been popping up in my world a little bit this week, and personally, professionally, a lot of different places, and so I thought I would share it.
Sure.
There's three areas that I think that any successful entrepreneur always protects in their life and in their business. And if they're not doing this yet, then this is probably one of the things that's affecting, you know, your business. So anybody that is listening today, if you think about these as I go through them, try to identify some areas where you could work on these and just make a note, put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And it'll help you, and I'll dive into the specifics here. But these are the three things that if you protect, you're going to have way more success and health and happiness and wealth. And if you don't, you're going to be downtrodden and poor and have a lot of problems, because I've done it both ways. First thing that I think is the most important thing to protect is your mindset. And what I mean by that is that if you don't have an intentional mindset about your work, you know, your business, your entrepreneurial career, your relationships with the team that you work with and with your family and friends and, you know, all your loved ones, if you don't have an intentional kind of mindset that you're working on with that, then you're just going to be all over the place. And if something bad happens today, then they'll throw you off course. And I think you also need to, you know, have an intentional mindset on, you know, what you think about wealth and success and everything. I'm just kind of touching these quickly, and everybody, you know, of course, anybody can reach out and ask me for more info on them. But, you know, one of the things that I do to help protect my mindset is do what I call my daily affirmations, and I go through and say things like, today I will find ways to give to others and create incredible value. That's one of like the 12 mm-hmm. I have on my board
yeah.
in front of me. So that's one way that you protect your mindset, by saying things to yourself about what you are going to do, and how you are going to be, and how you're going to treat your friends and family, and things like, I will be, you know, I'm going to be patient, you know, I'm going to be, you know, faithful in what I'm working on. Because then when you get a flat tire or somebody quits on you or whatever happens, it's okay. You know who you are and you know what your intentions are. So you got to protect your mindset. And then flowing right into this very similar thing is that you always need to protect your energy. And what I mean by that is, you know, our attitude, our energy, how we approach life, how, you know, waking up early, you know, working out, all these things that we do to protect our energy will help us be more productive and help us be somebody that other people want to be around. And you may never have thought about it like this as far as your own energy before, but think about the last time that unfortunately you had to hang out with somebody that was super negative, complained about everything, said that, you know, all they could talk about is how the world is ending and how bad it is. I mean, that's a draining experience, and you may not consciously be aware of it initially, but when you begin to kind of be more conscious about that and think about what things affect your energy positively or negatively, mm-hmm. then you can protect that energy by saying, you know, I may love, you know, Aunt so-and-so or Uncle so-and-so, but being around them really drains me, so I need to limit my time there. And in some cases, you need to eliminate people completely. You know, people, activities, you know,
yeah.
anything that's gonna hurt your energy. Because if you don't show up to, you know, your job as being an entrepreneur with all the energy and, you know, positive attitude that you can, then you're gonna, you know, things are gonna suffer.
I like this idea about creating space between you and the world in a positive way. The whole concept of protecting sort of your aura, your energy bubble, or around all of these issues. Great. I know the energy was the second one. Please continue.
Yep. Yeah. And so the last thing, and again, these are all kind of in the same stream, is that you got to protect your daily approach or your daily routine. Because if you have the routine of you wake up at a certain time, you exercise, you clean up your email, you whatever, you read a book, you read something inspirational, or you spend time with your partner or whoever it is, with your family, having a set kind of early morning routine or beginning of the day routine, whenever you want to start your day, honestly, it doesn't matter. I've done it. I've been a person that sleeps in late in the past, and I've been a person that wakes up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I've done both cycles, but whatever the start to your day is, protect it and make sure that you're always doing the most important things first, personally and professionally. And when you do that, then everything else falls into line and everything will have a structure and process to it.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I think these are just things that if you protect, then you're going to be in better shape and you're intentional about it. If you ignore it or let other things seep in, then things fall apart on you.
Yeah, a lot of what sometimes entrepreneurs feel is they go with the flow and there's sort of a linear or a sequential process that where they really they make it up as they go, and systematizing your business, systematizing your life, protecting those systems and your values. Really part of what you're talking about here is a system of how you operate, your MO. And knowing what it is, first knowing thyself and really stopping and saying, yeah, these external forces are going to try to impose themselves on me, and I need to not be reactive. I need to be proactive. I need to take that moment and protect. It's a space or a moment between you and the world, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
It's great stuff. Gabe Arnold, Copywriter Today. CopywriterToday.net. You can contact Gabe at that website or at 888-618-9123. They help businesses do a lot of things, and to learn more, you should go to that website and check them out. Gabe, as always, great to have you on the program. We'll do it next week on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Gabe. That's our show for this week. I hope you had a great, continue to have a great week in your business. I just love the guests we're having. We're getting a lot of multiple perspectives that hopefully are delivering some value to you, our listener. I want to hear from you if you would care to reach out to me at david@smallbizamerica.com, david@smallbizamerica.com. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.